This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Wheeling, Illinois. We're at the Chicago Open 2008. And right now we have with us Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura. How did you do in this tournament?
Well, it was an interesting tournament. At the start, I didn't really play so well. I haven't actually played a tournament in about a month and a half now, so I was a little bit rusty, and I think it showed. In my first game, actually, I was in some trouble, but I managed to win against Matthew Perry. And then my second round was pretty... Or no, sorry, my second round actually was a game which I lost. Getting the rounds confused, it's been a long tournament. And I lost to Friedel in a game where... I probably played a slightly dubious opening, but I still got an okay position. Then somewhere in the middle game, I lost my focus for a couple of moves, and unfortunately the position was such that by making one blunder, which was king h8, and allowing queen b6, it was just losing immediately. And so that game was not good. And then after that, surprisingly, my games usually in tournaments tend to get easier. If I lose a game, I can usually have two or three easy games, but in this tournament, due to the fact there is an under 2300 section, most of the games were against players who were about 2350, 2400, and so after losing to Friedel, I won my third round game pretty easily, but in the fourth round, I had a very tough five-hour game against Falcon, and the position I got was slightly better out of the opening, and then somewhere in the middle game, it just got very complicated, and it probably should have been a draw, but he ended up blundering, fortunately for my sake, and I was able to win that game. And then last night against Hernandez, I played a pretty good game from start to finish, and I didn't really give him a lot of chances, so I was pleased with that game. And then this morning against Kolev, I also played another very solid game, and I was able to win pretty easily. But the problem is, several of these games, even though I won them pretty easily, they took a lot of time. And so by this morning's round, I already was pretty exhausted. And so despite winning this morning, I just took a quick draw in this last round to tie for first. So it could have been better, but it also could have been a lot worse. So I'll take it.
Okay. So you say you've been out of tournament play for a month. What have you been doing for that month? Just relaxing?
What have I been doing for that month? Well, I'm actually planning on moving to Vancouver, which is in Canada, and I've been out there for the last month just enjoying myself, meeting new people, and I've generally been having a lot of fun. That doesn't mean that I'm not studying chess, but it's just I've taken a little bit of time off from it.
Okay, because you've been traveling in Europe quite a bit. That must have been tiring for you to do that.
Well, the thing is, when you say about traveling to Europe, I mean, I played Gibraltar, but in terms of recently, I played in France a couple of times. It's not so much the event itself is tiring, but getting there and coming back takes quite a bit of time, and it's the wear and tear, and at a certain point, you just get tired, and so I needed a break.
Now, let me ask you this question about Vancouver, because this is my first time hearing about it. Is this kind of some new revelations that you're telling the chess world?
I think I wrote on my blog something about this, actually. I'm just looking to get away, need a change of scenery, and Vancouver provides that for me right now.
So. And Vancouver is quite a distance away. Why did you choose Vancouver? Because of the beauty, or certainly not because of the chess?
No, actually very little to do with the chess. It's a very nice place, and there's some people I know. There's a girl I know out there too. So I'm just enjoying it quite a bit. And
okay.
I guess that's all I really can say about it.
Okay. Well, we have nothing against that. Against you going. That's a long way from home.
Well, I mean, you have to remember that up until I was about 7 or 8, I did live on the west coast of the U.S. So having said that, it's not necessarily that far away from me. I mean, cause there are quite a few people I still know out in California. I mean, it's far away, but it's still the West Coast.
So you have any plans for the future?
For the future? Well, I mean, right now I'm just playing chess. After this, actually, I fly back to New York tomorrow morning, and then on the same day I'm flying to Paris. So I'm going to be playing the French League, and then I'll be playing in Vegas, and then the World Open, of course. And after that, we'll see what comes up. But as of right now, there's nothing major that I have planned.
Okay, well, those are all the questions that I have. And thank you for the interview, and all the best in your new location and future success in your tournament play.
Okay, thank you. I hope the people on Chess Drum enjoy this interview.
Okay, this is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum signing off.